Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. This article talks about Ethereum and some profit-taking that's been done by some Ethereum bots recently, and it's a little concerning, I have to tell you. Now, I found the article on Coindesk.com. The title says, Ethereum Trading Bot Strategy Extracted, quote-unquote, $107 million in 30 days, research suggests. It says the strategy has also contributed to higher gas fees and blockchain bloat. Now, Ethereum is a little bit different. When you go to buy or sell Ethereum, when you want to trade it, you have to purchase what's called gas, and that's a little more complicated, a little more involved, and from what I can tell, quite a bit more expensive than if you're buying or selling Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, something like that. It's a whole different animal. Now, the article here starts off, it says, trading bots preying on perceived flaws in Ethereum's infrastructure have extracted at least $107 million in the past 3 days, according to new research. Popularly referred to as miner extracted value, or MEV, the arbitrage strategy sees bots identify and target trades waiting in Ethereum mempools. The bots can use a few observed techniques to profit from the targeted trade. For one, a bot will find a profitable trade waiting in the mempool. Then it will copy that trade and up the gas price for its transaction. That way, a miner will package its copy trade before the original can go through. So it looks like what they're saying is these individuals are creating basically fake trades, as far as I can see, and they're putting in inflated offers. It's like if you went to a, to my mind at least, it's like if you went to an auction, and somebody at the auction house decided to have a bidder there who fraudulently raised the price of stuff by bidding on things that they had no intention of buying. Now, maybe they do get caught at some point and they have to buy, I don't know, but this doesn't really seem like a fair situation to me if people don't know what's going on. Now, there again, not financial advice, just my opinion, and I gotta tell you, this thing does not pass the sniff test for me. Now, it continues, it says, after scraping the Ethereum blockchain, starting from the first block of 2020, and then it says parentheses 919132 66, we found a total of at least $314 million worth of Ether extracted MEV since the first of 2020, a medium article from research group Fleischbots states. So they're claiming that they have identified $314 million that these folks have extracted from traders on Ethereum network, by basically, from what I can see, using their bot to make the offer for gas seem inflated. This does not seem like a good situation to me. Maybe I'm wrong, but it says here $314 million, but $314 million had to come from somewhere. It didn't come out of thin air, okay? It came out of the people who were trying to trade Ether, most likely the retail investors. Now, it says, for example, this trade Fleischbots points to continuously The technique netted at least 57 million or 47,600 Ether in January alone, and 107 million in the past 30 days. The Fleischbots data shows, for example, this trade, and then you can link theirs on the article. This is on CoinDesk. It says Fleischbot points to continuously rebid on a trade so as to protect it from trading bots that noticed it. The original trader was successful, but at the cost of the lurking bots wasting gas on a failed transaction and increasing congestion on the Ethereum blockchain. One point of clarification about the data, Fleischbots Alex Obadiah told CoinDesk after publication of this article, is that organizing the numbers correctly remains difficult. It's more art than science. The value we displayed is not from meme pool snipers only, Obadiah said, but anyone looking to perform liquidations or arbitrage. It is hard to identify whether an arbitrage trade was seized by a sender that found it in the meme pool versus just the price inefficiency and fired the trade. That second point is more important than a first look may convey. Failed transactions generally increase the average transaction cost on a chain. A sore spot for Ethereum users who have suffered under $20 to $30 average transaction fees, in addition to bloating the Ethereum by leaving traces of the failed transaction on the blockchain state. In other words, MEV creates negative externalities for Ethereum or any smart contract blockchain. It's important to note that MEV is not always performed by miners, but mainly by trading bots, often run by market-making firms. In fact, there's little evidence to suggest Ethereum miners have employed MEV technique to date. Some Ethereum mining pools have built custom networks to deter front-running, a form of MEV, such as SparkPool's Takai network. Fleischbett's dataset is only a rough estimate of MEV. The research group warned is identifying arbitrage bots requires active on-chain management. Fleischbach said the group continues to update its methodology to better reflect real MEV values. And this becomes a thing to note if you're thinking about investing in cryptocurrency. Whether you're investing long-term or short-term, they both have their own set of risk. And apparently, if you're in the market with Ethereum here and you're buying and selling on a regular basis, you are running the risk of being, as they call them, snipers, being taken advantage of by computer-operated programs that are looking to charge you the most gas possible. This is something to keep in mind. You're talking about $300 million that has been extracted from customers into the hands of professional traders. Very interesting stuff. Like I said, not financial advice. Just thought this article was something cool to look at. Found it on Coindesk.com, written by William Foxley. Until next time, this is Cryptocurrency News, not financial advice.